Could you tell me exactly where you were when you heard the news that Barack Obama was elected president?
I was watching the news at my home, and that's, I burst into tears, and I found myself breathing a great sigh of relief, and hope came flushing through us what we needed. The planet needed it, not just the United States of America, the planet. And not to say that, you know, maybe somebody else couldn't have brought the same kind of hope. They could have. I think anybody that would have changed the direction that we're going into would have brought a breath of hope and a great sigh of relief and tears of joy and pain. Because it's been a very difficult time. And I think that it's only going to get much worse. I don't think President-elect Obama will be able to get us out of this. I think the only thing that's going to get us out of this is us, all of us. Not politics is not going to get us out of this. They may do a good job of getting us deeper into it. But to get us out of it, it's going to take every person understanding that we have to support each other. That means continue to work hard when you can, and those that can't work hard need to educate themselves in other ways to find new ways of maintaining and supplying themselves. We have to find a way of supporting people to educate themselves that have lost their jobs. They did that in back in the 30s, and they started to give them, Franklin Delano Roosevelt built a lot of work, job opportunities for people, building roads, but they were really manual labor. And the people today that lost their jobs are really a little bit beyond the manual labor. And they're educated people in some ways. They just have to be re-educated into new ways of doing it. And that's what, you know, President-elect Obama has been talking about. And most recently, in the last few days, he's been talking about it extensively and knows that that's the future. He's got to employ 10 million people. He's got to create jobs for 10 million people. And I think he'd have a much better job if he didn't try to bail out major corporations of the planet that don't deserve bailing out for the way that they've conducted themselves. There's no reason, none whatsoever, that the banking systems of the United States of America should be bailed out for anything. They've done nothing but gain money the entire existence of their careers. And the first time that they don't make 100% or 200% profit in the year that they're talking about, they start crying and they start saying that they're losing money. And yet they just, you know, they don't really do good business. If I ran my business the way the banks run their business, you know, first of all, I'd be in jail. I would be in jail. And that's what makes me so angry. And I can't see it. I can't see the car dealerships knowing full well 25 years ago that this was coming. Full well they knew. And they kept on building these kind of cars that just aren't, nobody wants them. Nobody wants them anymore. And they could have been in the leading forefront and made the hybrid long before the Japanese made it. And they didn't. And so that's what I consider to be very bad, bad business.
Where are you going to be during the swearing-in?
I'll be standing right up in front of Obama. I want to see this. I want to be able to see this. I've paid dearly for this one.
How come there's so many people from Hollywood and Washington for this?
Like anything else, they always come out. You know, they come out for both sides. When Bush was elected, there was a lot of Hollywood out there too. Bruce Willis and all those people came. That's fine. You know, when it was Clinton, I came. You know, not that I'm Democratic, but I really do believe that they have a sense of more of what I believe in than that right now the Republicans do. Not to say that there aren't some Republicans that are doing a great job, and I love them for the work that they're doing, but all in all, the political structure, as we've seen in the last 8 years, done by Republicans, is really disastrous to the human body, the planet, not just the United States of America.
What do you think is the message as we move forward as a nation? What does that moment mean for us?
Well, I think that the message is pretty clear, okay? And I think even, you know, Obama's very smart. He's probably one of the smartest presidents we've had in a while. Between him and Clinton, I don't know who's smarter. But I would say that he put it very clearly when he said, "You didn't vote for me, you voted for what I stand for." And what he stands for is hope. But hope doesn't come from the outside in. Hope comes from the inside out. So what he instilled was the ability for us to have hope. So now that we have hope, let's move forward. But we're the ones who have to do the changes, not him. Government, if you depend on government, you're going to be, unless you're very, very wealthy, you can't depend on government for anything. And sure, you might ask for it, you might say that we deserve it, but you're not going to get it. No, what we deserve now is for us to really look at each other, and those people just around the communities, just start to invent work for those that are unemployed in your community. Start to understand what the problem is. Don't just look at them and say, oh my God, they're unemployed, poor people. You know, you, all the people from Circuit City, all the people from, you know, all of the, you know, we have millions of people in the last 2 years that have just gone under. And those people have to be picked up and moved forward. Now, we can't expect government to hold them up because they're too busy giving trillions of dollars to a war effort, trillions of dollars to big business and banks, saying that that's what holds up our economy. It isn't. What holds up our economy is us, obviously. And when we don't have the money, then our economy just falls to the ground. And that's a proven fact. And the depression is coming. They call it a recession, but it's a, you know, for me, it's depressing. I'm very depressed. Because not, look at, I'm living well. I'm very privileged. But, you know, I look around and I see nothing but devastation. You know, so for me, it's a depressing scene what is going on in the communities around the country and around the world.